This is a podcast from Minute Media.
This is the Kyle Koster Show. Welcome to the bowl game. I'm starting to get some strong Kirk Cousins vibes from Baker Mayfield. Ben Roethlisberger to Heinz Field, you'll always be my main squeeze. I'm not sure whose jurisdiction it would fall under, but having 96 yards on 33 first half pass attempts should be a crime against humanity. There's dinking, there's dunking, and then there's throwing the ball 46 times for a combined distance of a fly ball that wouldn't reach PNC Park's Power Alley warning track. The Big Ten may have the greatest collection of talent in college basketball, and none is better than Wisconsin's Johnny Davis. 37 points against Purdue and Mackey, and he honestly could have scored more if he had wanted to. Are we 100% sure Rob Manfred isn't doing a bit? Because it's a damn good one if that's what's going on. Who knew that MLB Network's biggest bad boy stands 5'5" and is famous for wearing bow ties? Jesse Palmer taking over for Chris Harrison as host of The Bachelor. What took so long? Is it just me, or does that Clayton look an awful lot like Clayton Kershaw? Desmond Bane of the Memphis Grizzlies says we should be debating if Ja Morant is the best point guard in the NBA right now. Hey Desmond, if this whole basketball thing doesn't work out, know that you have a bright future and a real knack for content creation. Morant against the Brooklyn Nets last night. 36 points, 6 rebounds, and 8 assists in a convincing win, with Antonio Brown sitting courtside. The rare occasion where Ja Rule is greater than Jay-Z. About Antonio Brown. The Super Gremlin sounds like a 1980s movie with Fred Savage. Or the kind of car your mom's friend Ron drives. Speaking of Ron, he's sure been around a lot since Dad left, huh? Oklahoma's Caleb Williams is entering the transfer portal, but may return to Oklahoma. Buyer beware. So Trae Young hasn't had any trouble acclimating to the pro game. 56 points against Portland last night to go with 14 assists. Look, if Mike Tomlin, who was dressed like he was going to Siberia last night, doesn't need to show how tough he is by refusing to dress for the weather, then no one does. There's a good chance that that guy could coach for 40 years and never once finish below 500. Blindsided, a new podcast from our friends at the Players Tribune, is about sports, mental health, and life. Hosted by former NHL goalie Corey Hirsch and psychiatrist Dr. Diane McIntosh, the podcast will share and analyze the moments for a variety of athletes when everything changed for them and what happened when it did. The podcast lets listeners hear these athletes describe moments when mental health became the most important focus in their lives. Blindsided then dives in deeper. It gets clinical. And it allows listeners to leave with an understanding of the different varieties of mental health challenges people face, why they appear, and how athletes in particular face them down. Blindsided is a sports podcast not only for people who follow sports, but also for those who don't. That's Blindsided from Players Tribune.
Hey,
Who at CNN is surveying the state of play right now and deciding that the answer is to bring more Trump-friendly commentators into the fold? Did you see Ryan Clark filling in as host of Get Up? There's no job too big for that guy. Quick parent corner here. Is it just me, or is it getting harder and harder to find Uncrustables out there? They're never in stock. It's brutal. And when they are in stock, it's only the grape. My kid hates grape. Loves strawberry. Big problem around my house. The good news for the Miami Heat. They held Stephen Curry to 3-for-17 shooting. The bad news is that they lost. Might get canceled for this one, but would it be indecent to propose a moratorium on all Manningcast content until July? Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, Roger Goodell. That's a lot of quarter zips. Nothing, and I mean nothing, says comedy, like two brothers dressed like club pros at a New Jersey golf galaxy. ABC is really claiming that American Auto is the next office. We'll see about that. No one, and I mean no one, is more invested in Baker Mayfield rebounding next season than the good people at Progressive. Speaking of Progressive, did you know that Flo was in Mad Men? She's good in it. Does anyone out there actually like it when someone calls the NBA the association? I don't think so. Najee Harris is always in the game. You can't take him out of the game. The man loves being on the field. Sources tell The Big Lead that Mina Kimes won her fantasy football championship, which begs the question, why the hell would you play against Mina Kimes in a fantasy football league? You're asking for it. Okay, so obviously Scrooge McDuck could have afforded a better helicopter pilot than Launchpad if he'd wanted to. But don't you people understand that he liked the danger? When you're that rich, cheating death is the only adventure. Captain Hook knew it. Why do you think all the world's billionaires are racing into space? Snoop Dogg appearing as a guest on 80% of television shows currently airing is pretty good evidence that marijuana doesn't make a person lazy. Aaron Rodgers bragging about owning a copy of Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged had a very strong coming home for the summer after freshman year vibe. We all remember it. It's time we brace ourselves for the possibility that Tom Brady will still be playing winning football as he crosses over the Wilford Brimley line. Cocktail. A lot going on in that movie if you haven't seen it recently.